Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
It's week 11 in the NFL. I've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to pick some NFL games as we do every Friday morning. Last week's standings, I went 2-1. Ben went 1-2. Brad went 1-2. And our standings are now overall, I'm still in first place at 20-8. You're in second place, 17-11. Ben and Brad's at 15-13, which is something considering Brad won like the first 3 years of this.
Yes.
And now look at him.
Yeah, I know. And you've also, and you're, I mean, you are slowly but surely, you know, putting a healthy lead onto us.
I've never won, so I'm very excited. I know we still have half a season left.
I didn't want to say that, but yes, you've never won. And I won 2 years consecutive.
You did.
Those trophies are looking great on my mantle. It's amazing. I do this just for the glamour.
You won in 2020, which, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that counts, but okay.
It's still a win. A win is a win, Danny.
All right, so how it works is we'll pick the Raiders game and the Niners game first, then we'll do wild card games. Up first, the Raiders. Whew, what is happening? 2-7 going to the Broncos, who are 3-6.
Boo! They suck. That's what happens. They've lost the locker room. McDaniels is a great coordinator, terrible coach. I'm going to say the same thing about, you know, the coaching tree of Bill Walsh is something of glory. And you look at the coaching tree of Bill Belichick, and it's just everyone is an amazing coordinator. No one's a good head coach.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, the Raiders are just, they cannot get out of their own way. They can't finish games. They scheme, you know, they've said that the defensive scheme is too complex. The offensive scheme is too complex. You got players retiring, players that are willingly going on IR. It is the epitome of a dumpster fire. So how could they pull out a win? They probably will just despite me, but I'm going to go with the Broncos on this one because they're playing in Denver in the cold. Yeah. And it's just, they just can't do anything right.
Well, Brad last week said that if they lost the Raiders, lost to the Colts, he will never pick the Raiders again this season. He's sticking to it. He's also picking the Broncos. I, on the other hand, am actually going to pick the Raiders.
Well, you're a winner. You could obviously do whatever you want.
Oh, well, I want to, you know, separation's sake, that's part of it. Some strategy there, but also just, I hate the Broncos. I really hate Russell Wilson, and I just don't believe in anything they're doing. So,
well, here's the thing. What happened when the Raiders played Arizona Cardinals? Kyler Murray ran all over the place and ran in for touchdowns. What do you think is going to happen with Russell Wilson? They're going to spread the field out, and Russell Wilson's going to take off and start running. That's going to be the recipe for the game.
Yeah, I mean, could be. I hear that. I just don't know. I feel like Russell Wilson's just so inconsistent right now that I can't trust. I mean, obviously the Raiders are too, but
I think it's all those Subway sandwiches. What can you do?
Well, he's got a dangerous secret. So, all right. Then the 49ers, they're above 500 now at 5-4, taking on the Cardinals 4-6. This is in Mexico City on Monday Night Football. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, Shanahan did the right thing and they traveled there early to get adjusted to the altitude. I mean, you can see the other Mexico City games have played like that is a real factor.
Yeah.
So I think that was the smartest decision that you could do as a coach. And really for them, the Niners are well represented in a Mexico City. So this is, even though it's an away game for them, technically, this is going to be a home game for them. So with that, their defense is playing well. Their offense, especially last week, Garoppolo was great on third and. He was making a lot of, conversions after that, third and long, third, you know, five, third and eight. So he was looking sharper and crisper and better. Obviously, you got McCaffrey. How could you possibly take Colt McCoy and the backup quarterback with the Cliff Kingsbury Cardinals to beat them? No way.
So Brad also took the 49ers, altitude being a big deal as well. As you mentioned, Vivid Seats says that it's going to be over 80% 49er fans, which is not that surprising. I don't think they're a pretty big brand in terms of football around the world. So not surprising that they'll be represented well in Mexico City. Like I said last week, I think the 49ers, this is the second half of the season. This is when they know how to turn it on. And the Seahawks lost last week and the Niners won. So they're like a half a game behind now. They're smelling blood. They're going to go for it. I'm going 49ers here as well.
Very nice.
Let's do our wild card games coming up next.